I haven't been to Guthrie yet.
Haven't you?
I have some people down there this week, some names. But I thought since that's close, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
About how far is it from here to town?
Well, from here to town, it's just about a mile.
Where we go, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was long. How far was it?
Look, you see the town, they took you in a little on this side of the river, the fairground. They count that in city limits now.
How far was it, say, 40 years ago?
Well, it's about a mile and a half. Yeah, 40 years ago.
50 years ago.
Well, it's just about the same. The road went the same way.
Uh-huh.
Only it wasn't quite that far, and it wasn't quite that far. We did. It just went around our old orchard here. Never went out the highway at all.
Oh.
My father laid that road out. It ain't a section line, it's a half section.
Uh-huh.
And from the fairground up here to where you turned in, it's half a mile.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just about a quarter over here to where I live.
I never know which of these three roads to take.
Yeah. They're getting ready to blacktop this north road.
Oh, that's fine.
You're heading on blacktop.
You're going to blacktop all these roads, aren't you?
I expect in time.
Yeah. That's, and you pay for that, or does...
It's just my part of it. These other people that I sold lots to, they help pay for that.
Uh-huh.
And the county's helping us like everything.
Boy.
Yeah, they're cutting all that dirt out about this deep and putting the gravel in, ready to put the blacktop on top of it. The county's doing it.
Oh, boy, I wish they knew that in my county.
Oh, yeah. We got that put in $500, besides what the county done.
Goodness, that's...
And the county hauled, I think, 170 loads of dirt out of that. 170 loads of dirt.
Well, you're very lucky to be living
here.
Oh,
yes, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice when you get that in there.
Huh. It's nice now.
Well, it'll be nice. Everybody likes it to build out here.
I can imagine. I look at that soil and those nice level lots.
Yeah, it's nice.
It looks pretty good. I told my wife about your small orchard out here.
Yeah.
Dwarf trees.
Well, if you put out trees, I put out them dwarfs. I believe you'd like them.
Yeah, I think I'll get some starts.
Yeah, get starts.
I'd like to get a green gauge plum.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good plum?
Yeah, it's a good plum.
I'd like to get one of those, I think. And a Belle of Georgia peach. What was that peach you told me?
Champion. If you ever get a chance to get a champion, I'll tell you why. Best flavored peach in the world.
Do they bear well?
Yeah, they bear well.
We have trouble with them freezing over there.
Well, that champion is hardy, too.
Good.
Yeah, it's hardy peach. When you get your catalogue starts, you read up on that champion.
I've got one.
And I believe that them champion seeds have come true to, like the old parent tree, too. I think your own peach tree will do that.
Well.
Yeah, I believe them champions, the seeds will be just like the original budded fruit.
Hmm.
But if you don't get a champion, they've got a flavor other peaches don't have.
Well, should you get those in a dwarf or a full-size tree?
Well, you get them either way. I'd get them dwarf, if I was like you.
They bear quicker?
Yeah, they bear quicker, and they don't get so big, you can put them closer together.
Uh-huh.
And where you've got a small acreage, why you just have, they're easier to pick, easier to spray, and easier everything.
I'm surprised that people don't put in fruit trees anymore.
Well, they'll start in, I imagine, since these dwarfs is doing so good over the country.
I know. Well, we see new houses built around us, and they all look the same. They've got little green things along the foundation.
Yeah.
And at each corner, there's something sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
By the porch, there's something square.
Yeah.
They may have a tree out in the lot, but quite likely they won't. When I think I almost didn't get my house. Wasn't that way, but the Veterans Administration says you have to have so many shrubs and so many trees.
Yeah.
Well, I got 5 dwarf fruit trees, and I got a pecan tree, and we got 2 rose bushes, and we got a magnolia. Well, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
And the fella came out and checked, and he didn't see any shrubs around the foundation, so he called the builder and said, "Say, he's supposed to have some shrubs in there." The builder called us and wanted to know what was going on, and I told him. This fellow went out and looked where I told him, and then he recognized what was supposed to be trees. And then he was happy.